It's the Pinch. Yes, this is the show designed for when you're having a shit. This is the show that gives you accurate timing as to when you should pinch and then wipe. Because the podcast goes on, we get 5 minutes on a single subject, and when we finish, it's time to wipe. And we finish at 5 minutes no matter what, as you found out on last week's episode, actually, if you'd listened. Because we still don't know what Doc's problem with the shower is. So there you go.
That was the best.
Joining me, we've got Doc, Patrice and Wrighty. And the subject tonight, fellas, is pubic hair. Yes or no? Off we go.
Okay, wait. We have to clarify first. You're talking about self or...
They're the ones that are really curly, huh? Dude.
Both.
The ones that are sinus semi-straight, they aren't them. The ones that are really curly, those are the pubic ones. Is that the clarification you're looking for?
No, I mean on yourself or on the...
The ones that get stuck in your teeth, you know?
That's the worst.
That covered that answer. Because if you got it stuck in your teeth and it's on yourself, then you got a bigger problem.
No, you've got a bigger... You've got more... It's not a bigger problem in the slightest, mate.
Yeah. You might be Harry Houdini.
Yeah.
Or Eric Weiss, whatever the heck his name was.
I just want to know
why Bronwyn is totally blushing now in the chat.
What happens if we do a pinch show where we just fucking laugh for 5 minutes?
Well, I mean, you did turn it into a prepubescent show by giving us this topic.
Bronwyn's picked the title, not me. So let's just sense it. So, I mean, the one thing I would say is I've got to say I prefer my ladies to have a certain adulthood about them, which pubic hair provides. I'm not looking for like, this is the greatest respect possibly, Patrice, but I'm not looking to look like a 48-year-old woman from 1972 who's German. And looks like you're not sure whether she's a sheepdog or not. You know, it's there's got to be some there, but not forests. I'm not looking to get a machete out to make love.
But not grey either. That's when you really get worried.
Oh, what? Mate, there's earlier indications than grey pubic hair, I promise you.
You know what I think is fun? To back up you in statement. What?
No, go on. To back up you in statement. It's not the end of the podcast.
Statement, because like for the early 2000s, the whole thing has been like just kill it all, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think some people are like, okay, right, that's a little
that
bit.
Makes you sound like weeds.
That's a little bit too far. So recently, there's a thing of, you know, like having some structure to it, right? And then so now there's actually shaving templates that you can buy.
Yeah.
On Amazon, even.
Yep.
That allows you to do proper designery.
The landing strip. Is there a shaving template as a service?
Yeah, it's called the beautician, mate.
If you buy a caricature from BTN, you get a template for you.
You buy a caricature, you get a template.
In the shape
of my beard.
Yeah, and you've got a shirt in the back.
Bronwyn, it was called Doritos.
Depending on how good looking you are, I'll even come and fit it.
Was the colloquialism.
Grey pubic hair, I think the Zimmer frame would be an earlier indication. And that's the test of age, you see. I mean, the day I get a grey pubic hair is the day that I start thinking it's all over. Definitely.
Wow.
I may be grey on the head, but...
Especially if it's in your teeth.
Oh, no. Oh, mate, steady on.
Good Lord.
To Doc's point, I think there might be a generational difference because, I mean, for me, I would say no hair at all because I just think, I mean, it's annoying and it's unclean and everything. So maybe, I mean, and maybe it's because I am from that generation of the end of the 90s, beginning 2000s. So
no,
maybe
that's
how I...
Because you're tired of the German jokes.
Yeah, no. Not content with just getting the first sun lounges, you wanted all the pubic hair as well. That's what happened in the 70s.
And then, Patrice, to your point, then I must have no generation because I would say definitely the less the better.
Mm-hmm.
Wheatley's saying you've got to be careful to make sure your facial hair doesn't give you the Velcro effect. Batwitch, you say, so do my cuffs and collar not match then? No, they don't. Ewan doesn't have grey pubic hair. Prove it.
No. Please don't.
No, wait. It's not, I'm not that drunk.
That's the new BTN network. It is $49 a month to belong to that. And by that, we actually mean pounds, which puts us closer to the 70 buck range.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
That's quite right. I'm just looking at the things that Doc's put in the chat room now with the butterfly, the diamond, the bull, the spade, the star, and the moon. What the hell's going on there?
See, the questions...
Joe?
No, the fellas, the question's got to be, though, and this is the test, really, of whether pubic hair or not, is whether our partners do or don't have it. So, right, who's going to start us off, then?